thy mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her into his own home. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, I thirst. Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar, and put it upon hyssop, and put it to his mouth. When Jesus, therefore, had received the vinegar, he said, It is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. I think about this scene, and I'm reminded of Brother Darrell's when he was speaking yesterday. I don't understand it all, you know.
Yeah.
But he said it works.
Yeah.
And I think about this circumstance here of, I just want to get a picture in our minds of what was taking place. His mother and her sister and his beloved brother, John, were standing there beholding a godly man, innocent man, loved everybody, healed the sick, touched the lepers. His compassion went forth to the people. When he was tired, he stayed up and healed all their sick.
Yeah.
And he's on the cross. Dying. People were ridiculing him, making fun of him. Mm-hmm. It's just hard to imagine to be there, to look at that. To behold that scene. Why? Why is he there? He was there because of hatred. He was there because of pride. He was there because of lies and greed. Of others.
Yeah.
You know that they condemned him to die because he made him look bad. They had people lie to help get him convicted. Yeah. So in a natural sense, Jesus died for sin, for their sins that they committed. But you know, it goes so much beyond that. He died for my sins.
Amen.
You know that he was on that cross because of what I had done and because of what you had done. He paid it all right there. And when he said it was finished, it was finished. But I think about that scene and how horrific it must have felt for those who were looking on and watching him die. Some of whom believed that he was going to save them all. I didn't bring a songbook up here with me, but I'd like to, if somebody can borrow. I was singing this song Well, I guess you could say I was attempting to sing this song one day, and it just touched me. Number 171, it says, "Oh, the cross, the precious cross."
Yeah.
And I think about that, and was his mother and his brother John there and his aunt thinking, "Oh, the precious cross," at that point? When they were looking at him dying, were they thinking, "Oh, wow, this is a precious thing"? And I think that's part of why I want us to really get a hold of what happened there. And get a hold of what he did. And get an idea that it was for me.
Amen.
And that's how we can now say, or at least those who have taken on the faith that he did it for them, and that it is the sacrifice and the payment for their sins, that we can now say, "Oh, the precious cross that Jesus died on, that his blood might be shed to pay for my sins." My sins were many, and he died. "'Twas there I counted all but loss. 'Twas there I gave my heart to God. 'Twas there he washed me in his blood and spake the words, 'Thy sins forgiven,' and filled my soul with peace from heaven." I can raise my hand to that. And that's me saying, he did that. He did that for me. And the change that took place as a result of forgiveness of sin, beginning of it.
Yeah.
And the realization of what he did, it brings peace from heaven. I mean, just the relief of it.
Amen.
The burden being lifted.
Yes.
It's hard to explain to those that haven't experienced it. But if they can just get a glimmer of hope in their heart that Jesus can do something to relieve that void, that place in their hearts that feels like it's empty, he'll fill it up.
Yes.
Oh, the precious cross, the only way for sinners lost. It is the only way.
Yeah.
People don't like to hear that. They want their way.
Mm-hmm.
They want to make their own way. They want to make their own path. They want to decide for themselves. And I think that this is a just as good a way. But you know that it's only through the blood of Jesus. He was the sacrifice for our sins. He is the way. Let's go to Matthew chapter 27. Matthew 27 and 40. "And And saying, thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself. This was their his mockers at the cross. If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross. Likewise, also the chief priests mocking him with the scribes and elders said, he saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the King of Israel, let him come down from the cross and we will believe him. Certainly they were right. If you be the Son of God, like you say, come on down. You know that he could have?
Yes.
He could have came down off the cross. But he stayed on there. Willingly. Of his own free will, he stayed on there. For you, for me. Mm-hmm. I think about how when Pilate told them, when he had to release someone to them. Mm-hmm. I have Barabbas here and I have Jesus. Who would you have me to release it to you? And Barabbas was a murderer. And they said, give us Barabbas. And let Jesus go to be crucified. Yeah. You know, I think about that, and it just reminds me of Barabbas was the first one he died for, essentially. Mm-hmm. A murderer, and died in his place. Mm-hmm. But Jesus did it willingly for you and for me. Why did he do it? Hebrews. Chapter 12. Verse 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. I want to think about that for a second. What joy? You know, we endure things in our lives, and what is the joy that we look forward to? We might say we look forward to heaven, the eternal glory that God has prepared for us. But you know, Jesus already had that. He had that. It says that he left that to come to dwell among men. But he went back to his glory. But you know that wasn't the joy that he stayed on the cross for? The cross, or the joy that he stayed there for, was you and I.
Yes.
That we might dwell with him in the place that he had set or prepared for us for eternity. That was his joy. Despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. All the pain and all the suffering and all the injustice of what he endured for you and for me, all because he wanted to deliver us, and not just deliver us, but bring him to dwell with him forever in eternity. In a glorious place. We heard about the new heaven. I have to believe that it's a place that's going to far exceed the one we're in. And you think of how glorious this earth was and that God created it and the way that it works and all the facets of it is amazing. We can bask in the glory of God and seeing his creation. And I have to believe that what he has prepared is far exceeds this. And for us to dwell with him forever. I don't understand why people would reject it and turn from it and count it as not for the things of this world. What did it take for Jesus? I mean, obviously he's the Son of God, but what did it take for him to live this out? To be the sacrifice for our sins, to endure the cross, to bear the pain and the reproach. What did it take for him to be able to stay on there? Obviously, it was his love for us.
Yes.
But I also believe that he died long before he got on that cross.
Oh, yeah.
He died to his own will, his own design of things, his own purposes.
Yes.
I think of the instance where, well, let's just go ahead and look at it. Matthew 16 and 20. Let's see. Matthew 16 and 24. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. This was long before they were even talking about putting him on a cross. And I have to believe that Jesus knew what he was going to, and yet said, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. And so the real death took place then.
Yeah.
As it will for you and I. Our death takes place. I was listening to a brother yesterday, and he said that when he got to the point where he would much rather die than disobey God in this way again, the Lord blessed him. And I think about that statement, and it, to me, it is the key to it. When you're willing to die for it, because that's what it takes.
Yes.
It takes a death to self to be successful in this thing. I think back to when I first got saved, and I was overjoyed with the salvation and the idea that my sins were truly forgiven, which didn't make any sense. You know, because we really don't think people deserve to be forgiven, especially when they haven't really done anything to warn it, you know. But God forgave me. And I set out and I wanted to serve the Lord. But I had a lot of obstacles in front of me. I had a lot of opposition, if you will. And a key for me surviving and maintaining a heart of salvation before God was to die. I had to believe within my heart that it was better to die than to turn away from Christ or to take on the will of man, or to do what would be in disobedience to God. And that was where my victory was. That was where there was joy in it. There was peace in that. Because it's hard to explain. I wasn't holding on to anything. They couldn't take anything from me. What I had, they could not take. Yeah, they can kill the body, but they can't cast the soul into hell? They were limited in what they can do. And so I found that, yes, it is a precious cross.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, the cross, the precious cross. 'Twas there I counted well the cost. 'Twas there my soul was sanctified. 'Tis there I ever will abide. 'Tis there we find the purest gold and joys that never can be told. Do you know that you cannot be sanctified without dying? You have to die to yourself to be sanctified. You have to die on your own cross. And so I was thinking about this song and the precious cross. Oh, the wondrous cross. And yes, it is. I'm so thankful that Jesus died on the cross, that he shed his blood, that I might have forgiveness of sin, that I might be able to approach into God. Because without the blood, we can't even approach into God. But you know, I can also look back and say, oh, the precious cross that I died on. The precious cross where I gave up my will and my determinations in life and what I wanted or what I was going to pursue in opposition to God. When I was able to take on that precious cross. And I think a lot of people struggle with that and believing that that is a precious cross. The same as some would have a hard time believing that Jesus' cross was a precious cross because he died on it, a horrible death for inexcusable reasons. But yet we can look back on it and know that it was precious because it was the price that was paid for our salvation, for our deliverance, real deliverance. But you know, the cross that he told us to take up, where he said in that verses that we just read, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. You know that Jesus set the example of dying for us. And he speaks to us to take on that same death to ourselves for the glory of God and for our own benefit. Can we look back at it and say, oh, the precious cross, the wondrous cross. When I imagine it in my mind's eye right now, I'm so thankful that I was able to die. There was no way I would have survived it otherwise. And yes, there were threats of violence and threats of, threats of death. But how do you threaten somebody with death when they're already dead? And I found victory in that, and joy in it. And I'm so thankful that I died for Christ.
Yeah.
But you know, we have to die every day.
Yes.
Essentially, what that is saying is that we deny our flesh, we deny ourselves, and we walk a life in obedience unto God. And when it comes time to have a choice, whether we go God's way or our way, it's always God's way.
Amen.
God's way is best. It's always going to be best.
Thank the Lord.
I want to look at another song, 2:14. At the cross of Jesus bowing, here I find a safe retreat. From a world of care and trouble, in his presence, calm and sweet. Here I count my blessings o'er, here I drink from life's pure fountain. Drink until I thirst no more. At the cross of Jesus bowing, here I spend life's sweetest hour. Here I taste the joys of heaven, fill my heart with conquering power. Verse 4, let me never from it part, for his dying love has conquered my rebellious, roving heart. Here I own his way is best, in the shelter of Mount Calvary. Let me die in peace at last. May the Lord help us to be at the cross, bowing before him and sacrificing to him. Because that is where our joy, our peace, our contentment is at. We won't find it anywhere else but at the cross. And just as we wouldn't have found salvation anywhere else but at that old bloody rugged cross where Jesus died, and it seemed to be the most horrible thing that could have ever happened. And I'm sure those looking on that believed in him as their Savior felt that way, deeply felt like this is the worst thing that could have ever happened. And yet it turned out to be the best thing that could have ever happened for them and for the world.
Yes.
And the truth is the same is true of you and I, that we can look at dying to ourselves as being the worst thing that could ever possibly happen to us. To die to my own desires and my own wants and my own dreams and my ambitions and to count them as not seems to be the worst thing that could ever happen to me. People don't want to give their hearts to God because they're afraid of what he's going to ask of them. They're afraid of what he might demand of them. They're afraid of where their life might end up because he's not telling them everything. He's not giving them every piece of the puzzle of what the life that he has for them is. And it concerns them. It worries them. But that is where the blessed life is at the cross of Jesus bowing. Lord, may I never leave it or never part from it. May I ever be on the cross before you. Help me, Lord, not to be drawn away from the cares of this life and the deceitfulness of sin and those things that the devil is offering us and causing us to think or believe that we're missing out on something. We're not missing out on anything. We've gained so much more than whatever we could have gotten doing things our own way. I don't know why people recoil from the will of God when I see what he does in the hearts of people and in their lives. And when you see the hand of God that's touched somebody and has done a work in their lives that you knew them before and you're seeing them now. And it's an amazing thing to see what God has done, the restoration that he that he brings about in the life of an individual. Why not walk in the recipe that he sets out for us to obtain that glorious life? I'm so thankful that I'm saved. I wouldn't give it back for anything. But as we heard a few nights ago, the devil's always offering one thing after another. What would you give in exchange for your soul? And my answer to that is, I want to give all in exchange for my soul. The Lord can have it all. I'm in your hands, Lord. Whatever you choose, whatever you want to do, I want to follow you. And I know that that is where my life is blessed. And I know that that is where your life will be blessed too. Don't shrink back. Don't draw back. Don't be afraid. Give your heart to God. Receive the sacrifice that he's made and let him bless your soul. There's nothing in this world worth heaven. Mm-hmm. Pray for me. I want to go. Mm-hmm.